That's at 4 o'clock.
All right. I thought you said the flyaways.
Lennon, that's just rude.
Well, they are going. I thought ABC was coming. Double park. There's two down there.
He was here.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
Just here?
Jake needs backing. Ken, is there a few crew heading down the highway from Elliot?
Yeah, I'd imagine there would be. It's a great opportunity for Jake. I mean, one, I'm sure he wouldn't mind where he was playing, but to have it fall on Indigenous round at Alice Springs is pretty important for him.
How have you seen his progress this year?
He's been really good for at least the last 4 or 5 weeks for us at the Magpies, so been really pleased with his form. But like a number of players, he's been waiting for an opportunity, and obviously with Gus's injury, that allows him to come in.
What are the sort of things you've been trying to get him to build on throughout the year?
Oh, look, Jake's game's built around his defensive pressure. There's no doubt about that. And when he's up and about in that area, his best form comes off it. And, he's been able to display that, I think, for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Ken, you never want to lose players to injury, but is it nice to be able to reward some of these guys who have been knocking on the door, beating the door down, really?
I think that's the positive, is that people who are really desperate to play are going to get an opportunity. There's 3 of them who are going to get their chance to play this week, and hopefully they can play at the best of their ability and give themselves a chance to stay in the side. But you're right, the upside for us is that we've been in strong form as a team, and that makes it hard to get in.
Is it important for those blokes who are bashing down the door to get an opportunity at some stage before maybe the form tapers?
Oh, no, I think it certainly is for them. I mean, it is for us at the right time, but, if you can go through the season and not have to make too many changes, you're pretty happy to do that too most of the time. But we understand that you do want to keep people at the level that you need them to in case there's an opportunity that arises for them.
As Dom's knee, is it very bad or just a bit knocked up?
No, Dom's just wear and tear. He's just an older player that's, he's at that stage of a career where you manage them a little bit more, and you understand that he's not going to be able to get through every game, and we've just got to be, when his body's telling us that it needs a rest, we've got to be able to give it to him.
Does the Alice trip play into giving him a rest?
No, it's just purely coming off the last game, and he's just not quite at his best this week, so we're not going to take that chance. We haven't all year, and we're not going to start.
How many emergencies are you taking with you?
We're taking 2. I'm thinking we're taking 2 up with us, and we're taking the 3 of the boys up because we're going to Alice Springs, that's right. We've got the 3 coming up, so they'll all be there.
You've been pretty vocal about your dislike for ill discipline. Did you have a stern word with Hamish at all this week?
Yep, I did. I wasn't not at all happy with what Hamish did, and he knows that, and I'm sure that he'll correct that situation. Hamish is a player that does play on the edge a little bit, and he knows that there's a point that he has to be able to stop, and that otherwise he hurts the team, and that's what he's done this week.
Did he know straight away after the game that he might be a bit strong?
Yeah, I think so. I think Hamish is big enough to admit that he'd made a blue, and he knew that.
Is it good to have players like that though, Ken? They can fire up the rest of the team perhaps?
No, not if they're going to get suspended. I don't like them in the team. It's just too risky. You don't want to play football like that. And albeit it wasn't a real vicious thing that went on, but it was something that you just can't do, and that's letting your teammates in.
What about this week? It would have been a game that you looked through the fixtures and banked an easy 4 points, you think, against Melbourne?
No, it's a silly thing to say. I reckon in footy terms, every press conference you go to and everyone you talk to will tell you that if you're not at your absolute best, no matter where you play, and Melbourne's form this year has been really strong. Defensively, they're one of the best teams in the competition. If we don't bring our best football, we're going to get ourselves in trouble.
What sort of defensive record that they've built this year? A lot of it's around how inaccurate they've made other teams. Is that about what they're doing, or are people just kicking badly against them?
I'm not quite sure whether it's certainly a lot about what they're doing, putting pressure on, and pressure then makes you result in rush decisions and rush disposal, I suppose, which can cause that. But I'm not sure whether all the shots have always been like that. But no, I think they're just putting great pressure on sides, and they're making a tough game. It's typical of what Roosie's coached in the past, and it's what he's coaching again.
How do you assess your kicking at goal so far this season?
It's pretty reasonable. If you look at the numbers, you look across the competition, we're actually, our conversion's okay, and we'd always like it to be better, and we're always working on to try and make it better.
Speaking about the pressure that Melbourne put on you guys, sort of come into it with that test against Hawthorn, a lot of the players were sort of talking up the pressure the Hawthorn players were putting on, so you couldn't be going through this any better.
No, we've had a really strong month of football against high-quality opposition, which has got us in a really good position as far as handling the pressure. We've just got to make sure we bring our own intensity.
What sort of conditions are you preparing for up there?
Perfect, to be honest. I think they'll be pretty good. I think the weather forecast is 27 or 8 today and 21 or 2 tomorrow. It's just almost perfect football conditions. It's different to Darwin. I mean, Alice Springs is significantly different to going to Darwin, where the humidity does have an effect.
Pleased that you're going to Alice, not Darwin?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am. I think it's a little bit better from a football point of view. It allows you to play the game that you want to play more often than not. when you go to Darwin, you do really play a you know, a really wet weather type of football. It's great to go there, but it is a much harder game to play.
So you won't see the gloves out there this week?
Shouldn't do, no. I think, you know, I think Schultze has a habit of wearing one anyhow, so but I think more often than not you'll see the boys as normal.
Can you just talk about the other two inclusions as well, what they'll bring to the side?
Well, both. I mean, Paul Stewart, we talk about Paul, and he's played one game and he played it up against GWS, and he's had a really solid game, to be fair, and it was just personnel that come back in that, you know, and it was Hamish then that was sick, and Stewie got his opportunity. He's ready to play AFL football. We know that. We know he's got the ability to play AFL football, but he's been kept out of the side by the side's good form. And Maury the same. Maury played, I think, 17 games last year of AFL football for us. We like Jake, I think he played 16. So we're bringing in players who have actually played quite a lot of football in our system that we like to operate under. So they're just ready to play AFL football. And Ben Newton, who's missed out a game, you know, and as others can, O'Shea, Tom Logan, there's a number of players. But they've just had to be patient. I think persistence pays off eventually for them, and hopefully they get their chance to play well tomorrow.
Is Paul a victim of his own versatility a bit in that he doesn't get a chance to settle in one spot?
No, not really. I think we know that Stewie for us has you know, got that ability to play everywhere, but that should help get you into the team at times. I think it's a reflection of the team and a reflection of the club that the, you know, at the moment we're playing strong footy, and that's sometimes harder to get into than get out of, and that's just the facts.
Ken, every year about this time of year, the debate about State of Origin arises again. Is that something that you'd support for your players to be involved in that?
Oh, look, I love the idea. It's just a matter of where it fits and how it works. But, you know, when you get to watch the State of Origin in the league the other night, and you go, well, it really is a big winner for them. But sometimes there's things that works for some codes and doesn't work for others. For us, it's certainly, you know, we're a very, very good code as far as the way we turn up every week to our games, and we support every game that we play in. But look, I think from a purist point of view, I've played State of Origin. I think it'd be really good for our players to get that opportunity, but the risks that come with that are injury. As we've seen, if you were Craig Bellamy today and you were talking about State of Origin, I reckon you'd be a little bit not so happy about the way it all worked out for him. But they support the concept. We'd support the concept. There's no problems, but it's where it fits in the program.
Did you think of the Swans last night? Is that the best footy you've seen this year?
Oh, it was certainly some really powerful football last night. There's no doubt about that. And I think they've shown over the last month they're getting better. You know, they've been spending time together and they're playing good, strong footy. They've got a great forward line that everyone knows about. They went after that forward line. They've got it now. You know, and they're making the sides happen to come and play against that and do your best to stop them. They're a side that are going to cause significant problems for everyone.
Is that good football, do you think, now? You don't have to worry about the premiership tag and you can just go about your business as the same way that's got to the top of the ladder?
Yeah, I've said plenty, but that's an external pressure that people want to try and put on to us. It's not one that we haven't worried about. We know we've just got to play well this week. We don't think about any of the other stuff until we, you know, until we get to the end of round 23, and then we'll see where we're at.
Thanks, boys.